Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at July 27, 2023. Please note that all links and emojis were removed from the content for a more fluent experience. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll discuss the current state of Twitter/X. After Elon Musk took over, the site's gotten rid of most their safety rules and monetized people who agree with Musk's politics and constantly use lies and deceit to create outrage and increase their audience. On July 14, 2023, Musk started paying ad-share revenue to X's creators. Besides some meme and Musk fanboy accounts, these creators mostly consisted of accounts that regularly spread disinformation and outright lies. Many of them have also tried to manipulate their follower count. Many of these creators will shift their narrative as soon as a new trend evolves. Today, they'll talk about Bud Light, Hunter Biden, and Ukraine, but tomorrow it's going to be something else, something that's trendy. These people are also experts on absolutely everything. As the at community notes on X are generally considered to be a joke, and these outrageous claims garner millions of views, the accounts are a good way to collect ad revenue. So, here are some of the creators Elon gave revenue to. Jacob Creech, aka at War Clandestine, a far-right QAnon follower who started the bioweapons labs in Ukraine narrative that was picked by mainstream media on February 24, 2022. Jacob made around $500 a month from spreading lies and conspiracy theories. Nick Sorter, aka at Nick Sorter, a some sort of far-right citizen journalist who spreads disinformation and promotes other grifters like at Tucker Carlson and the MAGA gang. Nicky made around $750 a month from his journalism. Rogan O'Hanley, aka at DC underscore Drano, a far-right conspiracy theorist and conservative commentator who spreads lies and disinformation for engagement. He also seems to be a strong advocate for Putin's imperialism. O'Hanley earned around $1,400 a month from his lies. Ashley St. Clair, aka at SclairAshley, apparently a conservative comedian who makes fun of the woke culture and shares photos to her thirsty fans. To be fair, some of her jokes aren't that bad. Apparently she works for the at the Babylon Bee. She made $1,430 a month. Benny Johnson, aka at Benny Johnson, a far-right podcaster and Trump supporter, who spreads outrageous lies and disinformation. In his most recent, he insinuated that the Obamas might have been involved in the death of one of their staff members. He made $1,900 a month from lying. Ian Miles Chung, aka at Still Grey, a Malaysian grifter who will do anything for a quick buck. Just read the thread. Andrew Tate, aka at Cobra Tate, a far-right social media personality and alleged serial rapist and human trafficker. He made around $4,000 a month on X. Brian and Ed Kressenstein, aka at Kressenstein and at Ed Kressen. The controlled opposition who challenge Elon's views, but not really. They were suspended in 2019 for allegedly operating fake accounts. They became popular as the Trump reply guys. They allegedly promoted Russian Ponzi schemes on one of their websites, but were never charged for any of it. I recently asked Brian a question regarding X, but he apparently forgot to answer. They both earned around $4,860 a month on X. The strategy is very simple. Musk is giving money to people who promote his products, Tesla, SpaceX, etc., or to people he agrees with in politics. And the list is not comprehensive, and accounts like at CatTurd2 and at Dom_Lucre are also in the subscription system. When I said that X has gotten rid of their safety rules, I meant it. On July 26, 2023, at Dom_Lucre was suspended for posting child exploitation pictures. At Elon Musk himself revealed this, and the account was reinstated on the same day. Apparently, if at Elon Musk likes your account, posting some content gets you a slap on the wrist. This is simply absurd, coming from a guy who just a month ago considered Instagram's vast pedophile networks extremely concerning. X's new blue checkmark system has also evolved into a huge disinformation promotion tool, and by spending small amounts of money, troll farms can promote and augment any kind of false narratives on the platform. This is why some old, big troll farms have resurfaced again. Also, in a recent and desperate measure to collect more ad revenue, X has started forcing brands to spend on advertising in order to keep their gold checkmark, or the verification for being an authentic brand, organization or company.
To battle the disinformation on X, I suggest you follow accounts like at Shayan86 and at Hoaxsai.
Oh, and if the profile says anything about being citizen/independent journalist, steer clear. Pass soups. Support my work. Now let us watch some of these smaller accounts I mentioned, try and gain more traction and following from the thread, and the bigger ones staying completely silent as they have nothing to gain from it all. Appendix, the content, called Daisy's Destruction, that? At @Dom_Luker. Allegedly shared was produced by Peter Scully, a notorious pedophile who was sentenced on 5 counts of rape by sexual assault of underage girls in 2018. The video featured the torture and rape of 3 girls by Scully and 2 Filipina women. Also, unlike @Elon Musk, stated, the content was allegedly seen by some Twitter/X users before it was removed. Thank you to @BiteTheDog for pointing this out.